With concern growing that the U.S. military lacks the personnel to sustain operations in Iraq and elsewhere, the Army is extending tours of duty for National Guard and Reserve troops. The number of Guard and Reserve forces in Iraq is a fraction of the total of the 122,000 troops there, but they provide crucial support in the areas of engineering, military police, civil affairs, and psychological operations. The Washington Post says the new order, issued on Friday without a formal announcement, extends tours of duty in Iraq to 1 year. Vernon Loeb is a Post reporter. Good morning.
Morning.
What's the significance of this new order? What does it reveal about the military's planning for the Iraqi operation?
Well, it reveals, number one, just how thinly stretched the U.S. Army is in Iraq, and number two, what it means for about 20,000 Guard and Reserve troops in Kuwait and Iraq is that they're going to be remaining months, some 1 month, maybe 6 months, longer than they've been planning for in the theater. And if you're a troop on the ground, I think that's a pretty significant development in your life.
Well, Iraq isn't the only country where Guard and Reserve troops are stationed.
Right. This order pertains to everybody participating in Operation Iraqi Freedom, which is what the Pentagon called the war. They call these troops Iraqi Freedom 1 to distinguish them from the incoming guys who are known as Iraqi Freedom 2 troops.
Guard and Reserve troops often are regarded as citizen soldiers. They have regular jobs, basically sign up for weekend and summer duty. This year-long tour might cause a serious disruption to their lives.
Precisely, and that's why people inside and outside the Army are so concerned about these lengthy tours. It's one thing if you're a Guard and Reserve member to do your 38 weekends a year. It's another thing to leave your family for an entire year. And it's still another thing yet to go away for a year, come back for a couple of months, and then go away for a year again, which some Guard and Reserve people have had to do since 9/11. People in the military basically think a Guard and Reserve person can handle a one-year tour maybe once every 5 years, but back-to-back one-year tours will quickly break the Guard and Reserve.
So this might have an effect on recruitment and morale.
Precisely. It hasn't, Army officials say it hasn't had, that is, the war in Iraq hasn't had an adverse effect yet on either recruiting or retention in the Guard or Reserve, although they say it's a bit early, and they're waiting to see, and they're concerned about that, obviously. It obviously also has an effect on morale. As I said, if you've been planning, thinking you were going to be in a place like Iraq for 9 months, and then you're suddenly told, no, it's going to be 12 months, and that your overall mobilization is not going to be a year after all, but it's going to be more like something like 15 months. It's not something that's going to make you real happy.
And it was done very quietly.
Yeah, the Army issued the policy late Friday night and, you know, just sort of started talking about it regularly without a whole lot of fanfare yesterday.
Washington Post reporter Vernon Loeb.